Welcome to Terra Loco Fast Five. I'm Tracy McCrae, along with the owner of Terra Loco, Tiffany Petrovics. How are you doing, Tiffany?
I am fantastic.
This is very exciting. This is our first podcast, which we hope will be many, of a podcast called Fast Five.
Yeah, and I'm excited to be the first interviewee of the world famous Tracy McCrae. Out of retirement.
It seems to make sense. Yeah, I've had these microphones sitting around for a while, and I just thought, you know, maybe we should just use them every once in a while. So what we'll do with Fast Five is we'll come up with a couple of different topics, find someone to address them, and answer five or so. I've got more than five already to start, but we'll see where it takes us, okay?
Fantastic. Sounds good.
We are excited that it is the 10-year anniversary of your ownership of Terra Loco. So the first question I'm going to ask is, have you always been interested in being a business owner, or did you love shoes so much that you had to go into business?
You know, it's funny because my second job out of high school was selling shoes.
Okay.
So I actually have sold shoes for a really long time, and it's always been something that has been kind of intriguing to me and I've always been interested in. But was I that excited about shoes that I like really wanted to open a shoe store? No, it just kind of happened. So it wasn't something that I planned on, but, you know, kind of fell into my lap and has been such a great opportunity for me.
So business ownership was never the direction that you had planned. If anybody has a plan for their lives, that wasn't where you were headed.
No, not at all. I have an English and paralegal degree, and I have a master's degree in English, which was also super useful and worth all the money.
Well, why Rochester? You're from here, correct?
Yeah. So my dad is an IBMer. And so we moved here when I was about seven. So I've been here since first grade. So I was the first graduating class at Century, a class of 2000, and then went to Winona. But we never really went very far. My husband's from Iota. So we were always going to come back to Rochester.
He's not the only family member that we see around the store every once in a while. So tell me about working with family.
Yeah, well, I already mentioned my husband. He kind of helps with, you know, maintenance and things like that, you know, or when I need, you know, somebody to haul things.
He's a jack of all trades.
Yeah, yeah. But I also, my mom works at the store, and she helps with bill paying and just kind of office work, things like that. And my sister is the inventory manager.
Your dad's a photographer.
Yeah. And then my dad's a photographer. So he's usually there for lots of events as well, too. Helped us out with our last big photo shoot. So.
Which was really fun. The Brady Bunch style one. And your niece is a product tester. I'm not sure. she's young, but we'll see her in the staff someday.
Yeah. And she actually loves helping with customers. When she's in the store, Mallory will give her a box. She'll run it out of customers. They love it. Customers love it. She loves it. It's a lot of fun.
Terra Loco itself is older than 10 years, even though we're celebrating your 10-year anniversary.
It has been open for 13 years, but I have been a part of the store basically since the beginning. I started in January of 2013 at the store.
What's been your biggest challenge of being a business owner? I feel like saying the pandemic is the obvious answer, but maybe it's not.
No, actually, I don't think so. That was actually probably one of the easiest challenges to get around. We spent some time just kind of brainstorming, like, how are we going to do this? And then we just did it, mm-hmm. You know, so pivoting, figuring out new ways to do things. That's something that I enjoy. And I think it's fun and just, you know, doing the research and figuring out how else we can do something different or improve or get better. And so it was just, hey, this is a challenge. We got to figure this out. And so we did.
Yeah, I was a customer then. And I remember that we just would set up times to come, mm-hmm. and we would wait outside. And then when it was our turn, we would come in and go to a certain one part of the store. Yeah. You had it all divided out. It was a pretty good system, but I think also everybody knew. You didn't have to explain to people, well, you see, there's this thing called a pandemic going on.
I mean, and our customers were so willing to like go above and beyond to make sure that we would survive the pandemic. So, I mean, I had a customer that was like, hey, can I just buy, you know, $300 worth of gift cards? I don't want to use them. I just want to buy gift cards so that you have that money.
Wow. All right. So what has been your biggest challenge?
It's probably just because I don't have a business background, I don't have a business degree. It's figuring out the things, figuring out what I don't know, knowing what I don't know, and then figuring out how to get the answers to those things that I don't know, and knowing that I will not know all the answers, and finding the people that do know the answers, surrounding yourself with the right people. I think that's probably one of the most important lessons I think I've learned as a business owner.
That kind of leads into my next question, which is, what has been your most humbling moment as a business owner, or when you felt the most proud as a business owner?
I think every time that I get an email or a message, or somebody stops me at the grocery store and says, "Oh my gosh, I love Terra Loco. I love that place. That's the only place that I get my shoes." The last couple of weeks, just with all the events we've been doing, and I've been doing a lot of fundraising events and things like that, I keep getting messages from people saying how much they appreciate what we're doing for the community. And as much as I appreciate those messages, in some ways I almost feel like I don't deserve the praise. Like, it's like I'm just doing what I think we should do, you know? It's not any, I don't feel like I'm doing anything special or unique necessarily, but obviously other people feel differently.
Sure. They do. That happens. And one of the things that you mentioned made me think the community aspect of it, because in this time of an Amazon overnight package, that's the way that life is now. Mm-hmm. But also we have local businesses like Terra Loco. What is it like to fill that little spot? I think that's what you're saying, you know, is that when you can be part of filling that, building community, that makes a big difference.
Yeah. I mean, I've always told people that it's not about the shoes. Like, it could be art supplies, it could be books, it could be, I mean, you know, you name it, right? It's about building community, telling stories, getting people together, inspiring action, and giving back in the community. And I could have probably done that with any product, you know. The shoes are just sort of the vessel right now.
Gotcha. And speaking of shoes, if we were on video, people would see that I'm doing finger quotes when I ask this. But I love this question because there's so many different answers to it when I talk to customers. But why do you think people afraid of, finger quotes, running shoes?
Yeah, I mean, so I'll answer that by telling a little story. When I first started running, so I started running about 15 years ago. Truthfully, I'm not running a whole lot right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's that. So we got to get back to that. Yeah. But
I didn't start till I was 40. That's what I tell people.
Yeah. So I started running in about 2010, I think it was. And at the time, I was like, okay, I know I need shoes. I need good shoes. That's going to be the best thing to do in order for me to actually, like, do this thing. Because I'd set a goal. I was going to do a sprint triathlon. And so I knew that shoes were, like, the first step. At the time, there was only one run specialty store in town, a chain. And I was terrified to walk into that door. I really, truly thought that they would look at me and be like, "Well, you're overweight, you're not a runner, I'm not gonna help you."
Yeah, I've got the "what is a runner" as my second question in here with finger quotes too.
Yeah.
It's such an interesting conversation.
Yeah, but the thing is that did not happen.
Yeah.
They were kind and helpful and they got me in my shoes. I never once felt judged. But I know that everybody else who is in a similar boat is probably thinking the same thing. So it is my goal to make sure that people know that Terra Loco is a welcoming place for all types of runners or walkers or fitness enthusiasts.
Forward motion,
so that everybody, they know that they don't have to have that worry walking into our store, you know.
I'd say as a person who is helping customers, probably at least once a week, someone will make a comment about, "I probably really don't belong here."
Yeah.
And I'll just say, "Oh, no, 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 no." Forward motion. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're doing a good job? I mean, do you feel like people are starting to get that message?
I do, yeah. I think there was a period of time where, you know, a lot of people didn't even know that Terra Loco existed or, you know, what we were. You know, I'd get a lot of, oh, is that a Mexican restaurant? Or do you sell toy trains? No. Now people know who we are and what we do. And I think that we've had enough impact in the community in lots of different ways, you know, through our $5 5K programs, through the different events that we host, you know, and support. I think people have gotten the message, but, you know, it's still scary, right? It's still scary stepping in the door, even if you have been told you won't be judged. Like, do I trust that, you know?
Right. Well, and your whole life of who the runners are, if they don't look like you, then you think you're not a runner.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when you walk into Terra Loco, most of our staff don't look like what you imagine the typical runner would look like. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that is one positive for people when they walk in the door and they're not seeing, you know, people that are, you know, real tiny and, you know, the typical runner. Mm-hmm. They see people that look like them, and then that might help them let their guard down a little bit. Same reason why we carry, you know, plus size clothing. We don't only carry, you know, race kits and things like that. So that when people walk in the door, they're not like, oh, well, I can't wear anything that the store sells.
Mm-hmm. You know? Not the case. Probably the most important question I have, what is the deal with white shoes? Like, what? Why? People love them, and then they hate them. It's a love-hate with white shoes.
You know, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. It does come and go, though. It does, yeah.
The brands will bring more white shoes. We're on a white shoe wave right now.
Yeah, we are. And we'll probably ride that way for another year or two, and then I'll probably go back to, you know, super bright colors and stuff like that.
So. You have the benefit of owning a shoe store. What is your favorite shoe?
My favorite brand is Topo. Uh-huh. It's the only shoe, only brand that really works well for me. I like Ultra as well, too. But those two, Zero Drop, Wide Toe Box, those are really the only options that work for me. Yes, I see. You just went and looked at my shoes.
I clocked your shoes because we are both wearing Birkenstocks. And I have had the wave of Birkenstocks is hitting right now, too. Yeah.
I love the Birkenstock, too, because, again, it has that wide toe box and that Zero Drop. Yeah, I've got bunions, arthritis, metatarsalgia. You know, my feet are just like falling apart. So like I need, you know, there's very specific needs for my feet.
We both have had Morton's Aroma.
Yeah.
Like, we're getting ready to celebrate a big party coming up.
Yeah.
So let's speak a few moments about that party.
Yeah. So that's going to be on Sunday, September 14th out at the University of Minnesota Rochester St. Mary's campus. We're going to have a trail run. We're going to have a demo with one of our newest brands, Craft, which we're really excited about. Live music, food with some of our favorite local businesses. So again, that's one of those things that's really important to me as well, too. Like, I can't preach the shop local thing and then not turn around and do it, right? Mm-hmm. So when we're doing events like this, I always try to get somebody local. So we'll have Taco Jed and we'll have Old Abe's.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything else you want folks to know about Terra Loco moving forward into the next 10 years?
Is this the last of the 500 questions?
I think, you know, it was five-ish. I have a hard time counting. This is the last one, I promise.
I just want, you know, I just want to keep doing what we're doing. You know, if there's things that that people want to see, you know, us do in the store, you know, I want people to let us know. Like I said before, I'm always looking for ways to grow and change and improve. You know, I want people to know that we're like truly part of the community. And that's really the most important thing to me.
This has been Terra Loco Fast Five. Five or so. Coming up, we'll be answering other questions with some other guests. And we're going to also throw in endless possibilities. I mean, there's a lot of interesting people out there that are pushing endless possibilities. Thank you so much, Tiffany.
Thank you for having me.